Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby. Capital
Breakfast. Hello, good morning. It's Capital Breakfast with Jordan, Chris, and Sean. Just gone 8 o'clock exactly on your Wednesday. And how does it feel to be already halfway through the week?
Yeah, you're right. It does feel a little bit like a cheat code, doesn't it?
Feels a bit smug. We're halfway through. I love a bank holiday.
Yeah, slightly confusing weather, I will say, today. I've come to work with a pair of sunglasses and an umbrella.
Yes.
Just to be safe.
Didn't have you down as an umbrella, man.
That's a discussion for another
time. Yeah.
You mock him all the time for this umbrella. You leave him alone.
I just didn't have him down as an umbrella. The old Chris never had an umbrella when I first started working with him. That's all I'm going to say.
Listen, finally, I mean, I've been talking about it all morning. If you were listening to the show yesterday, you will know that after the show, I interviewed the legend that is Jackie Chan. And all morning, I've been saying he randomly started making these noises.
It's class.
Legendary. But you will finally find out what all that's about next.
car last, please.
Too late.
Have I missed it?
I missed the boat.
As it sails off into the distance.
Can we do it? Try?
Yeah.
Thank you. Coldplay. Feels like I'm falling in love on Capital Breakfast, where Charlie's getting 10 house points today. Charlie says, imagine working in a kitchen. They've got absolute radio on and not Capital. That's why I've got you in my AirPods on Global Player. Charlie, everybody.
Charlie.
You made the right choice.
Charlie, everybody. 6 minutes past eight on Capital Breakfast. Sean Welby, you met actual Jackie Chan.
This is so cool. Bucket list moment, particularly for, I don't know, our sort of age group, 30s and beyond, because he was in every childhood movie that I can think of that I thought was epic. You know, people will know him for classics, but I think of him as Rush Hour. I think of him as Shanghai Noon, Shanghai Nights. And he's always got a bit of comedy within his films, and that's why I think he's so likable. So he was in with the original Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio, right? Who played Daniel in the original movies, because there's a whole new Karate Kid film out called Karate Kid Legends. And the reason it's called that is because they've almost combined all the different stars from all the Karate Kid movies and put them together.
Amazing.
And it's great. Do you know what? It's a real family film. It's a lot of fun. It's really made for teenagers, actually, because it's fast-paced, quick action, hour and a half long.
Nice.
Bosh.
That's what it needs to be.
Let's get back to that, please.
Isn't it just? So, you know, there might be some people listening now going, oh, I don't know about Jackie Chan, or I don't know why I should watch this film. It really is like one that I think multiple generations will enjoy. And actually, I spoke to Ralph Macchio, who, like I say, played the original Karate Kid. 25 years later, he's still doing it. I'm saying, you know, why do you think these movies are standing the test of time? Why do you think new generations are still enjoying this type of movie?
Because it truthfully, in all honesty, works best on the human level. You know, you have martial arts, you have music, you have cuts, you have fights, you have heightened characters, villains, and catchphrases, and all those things that have become part of pop culture through certainly the original Karate Kid films. But we've all been that kid moving to a different town, not feeling, trying to find their way, or a product of single parenting, loss of a father. In the case of this movie, The Legends, it's loss of his brother. It's how to overcome. So people have dealt with those real human elements, having a great mentor or a teacher that helps you navigate that difficult part of life. And then in the end, being victorious, beating the bully, finding the power within yourself to be inspired in a positive way. You know, that's cinema storytelling that will always work when well executed.
My God, that's the actual original Karate Kid.
Yeah, and he was so lovely. And I think what he was saying was so right and so powerful. How many films or even cartoons these days are just violence for the sake of it, whereas the point of these Karate Kid stories is like rooting for the underdog, or it's a whole story arc of redemption, and it's kids and situations that we can relate to, whether it's something like, you know, you're struggling at school, you're getting bullied, or so I actually think it's quite a powerful message. And then, and actually Jackie Chan off the back of it said that he recommends karate or kung fu just in general for everyone, because it teaches you so much about respect, but it also teaches you confidence. So if you're thinking of a hobby or something for your kids to get into,
we're starting it with my little boy on Saturday.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
He will love it, little Charlie. So then I was chatting to Ralph, because obviously he's the original Karate Kid, and I was like, well, what's the background there? Were you into martial arts, or were you an actor? And he said, no, but I was a dancer. And so it turns out, you know, there's quite a transferable skill there, and that's how he learned to do the fight scenes. So then Jackie Chan is saying that actually everything's choreographed so specifically to have not just to have action, but just not violence. And this is the clever thing, because he wants to make it a family film. And you heard me play those funny sounds all morning. This is going to finally explain why Jackie Chan was going off. Have a listen. And obviously, like you say, you know, choreography, and it's beautifully put together. How long, like, we probably don't appreciate as a viewer how long maybe a single fight scene might take to do.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. The longest one sequence, like 4 minutes, 5 minutes, takes 3 months. Yes.
A and 4 or 5 minute scene.
Yes. And also, all the fighting, all the action without violence.
Yes.
And all the comedy comedy is a healthy comedy. All those years, I learned these kind of things. So this is why when I make the movie, I ask myself, did that my action movie, my children can go to see it?
Mm-hmm.
If my children can go to see it, the whole world children can go to see it. Like the dancing sequence. When you fight, the punch, the da-da, 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 boom, boom, bam, glasses. Then stop the music, breathe. Then the same with the food. Then fight again, ba-ba, 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 boom, ta, bam, music start. Da-da-da. You know, when the audience watch the movie, it's just not like a punch, bang, 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 bang. I want the audience watch the action sequence as like a dancing.
Can't believe you met Jackie Chan.
Just on the best sell for a film I've ever heard there. Just with the noises. I genuinely think that last 30 seconds or so is the best thing I've heard in movies ever.
That was so good. Okay, you know what we're going to ask, don't you?
Yeah, I know what you're going to ask. Did I ask him about football?
Did you?
Did you?
Let's play a song and you shall find out.
Did you?
Did I talk Burnley Watford to the Jackie Chan? You'll find out after this.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where from Tennessee. Oh, Santa Monica, you've been too good to me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream.
Club Capital Breakfast at 8:15 on your Wednesday morning. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean, and we are finding out what happened when Sean Welby caught up with Karate Kid legends Ralph Macchio and actual Jackie Chan.
Yeah, I mean, so cool that you've got to meet these two guys. But Sean, you did say, do we want one question that you can ask? And obviously Jordan and I naturally gravitated towards football.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted you to talk to Jackie Chan about Watford and Burnley.
Yeah, you essentially said, can he now support one of your teams?
Yes.
Like almost be a mascot for you. Obviously, initially, when you told me that, I was pretty livid. You know, he's a martial arts legend. I'm not going to waste my time with him chatting football. But actually...
Oh?
Actually, what I will say is I did talk to him about football. And took a bit of a turn.
So who is it? Who's he supporting? Watford or Burnley?
Let's find out. We know you're into your martial arts. But Jackie, if I'm right, we found a picture of you wearing a Man City football shirt, a football team. Have you ever... do you know of this team? Like,
of course.
Were you just given the shirt?
No,
or
of course I know. Yeah.
Well, we thought, you know, I normally present the show with two other lads. They've had to go off to another job, gutted they couldn't be here. Mm-hmm. And they were like, Sean, if Jackie Chan is into his football, can we persuade him to support our team instead? So all three of us support different teams. I'm going to pitch it to you now. So, Jackie, you could start supporting Burnley, okay?
Yeah.
Burnley are known as the Clarets, okay? This is the next option. You could support Watford, who are known as the Hornets.
Don't do that to me.
Or you could support my team, who are Forest. There's Jackie Chan on the back, but the whole team signed the front.
Wow. Oh, she's there.
Yes! Yes!
What can I do?
And you showed up.
Yes, you can be a Forest fan. They will be over the moon.
That's awesome.
When the team found out you were coming in, they signed the shirt especially for you.
Epic.
Wow.
So Forest is very your new team.
Thank you so much. Can I give a hug?
Yes! Oh, yes, I want a Jackie Chan hug.
Yeah.
Right, A, you got a Jackie Chan hug. What was that like?
Oh, just incredible.
But where did Forrest weren't in this?
That was
you're not even a Forrest fan.
It was not arrangement.
That's right. I did you. I got you both.
How did you get it signed by the Forrest squad?
Pow, 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 bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been hit left, right, and centre.
What's going on there? Then, well, be a bit of housery from you.
Yeah.
A lot of help from producers. That's all I can say. But look at that, Forrest fan, everyone. Jackie Chan.
Top housery from Sean Welby. Hey, how good was that, though? Yay! That was a great interview. Thank you. Here's Raven Leray and Love Me Not on Capital.
See right now, I need you, I'll meet you somewhere now. You up now, I see you, I get you, take care now. Slow down, be cool, I miss you, come here now. It's yours now, keep it, I'll hold out until now. I need you right now, once I leave you I'm strung down. If I get you, I'm slowly breaking down. And no, then lets me go, he loves me not, he loves me, he holds me tight, then lets me go, he loves me not, he loves me, he holds me tight, then lets me go, he loves me not, he loves me, he holds me tight, then lets me go. You gotta say that you're sorry at the end of the night. Wake up in the morning, everything's alright. At the end of the story, you're holding me tight. I don't need to worry.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say, I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ever. I'm really gonna miss you picking fights, and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right, and you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine. Ooh, 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 ooh. You called me up again tonight, but ooh, ooh, ooh.
I'm Never Ever Getting Back Together on Capital Breakfast. I'll be on my way to work in Preston. Says, loved hearing Jackie Chan this morning. If you want to see the full chat of Sean Welby and Jackie Chan, just head to Global Player and you can watch it wherever you are this morning. Global Player, the official Capital app. Pop, 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 pop. It's really good, this. It's like POV fighting Jackie Chan, isn't it?
So
just imagine.
Good. What a legend. Just quickly as well, if you go to Global Player, the official Capital app, and watch the full interview, there's so many other bits that I didn't have time to explain, but all I will say is at one point I felt his brain.
I beg your pardon?
He's got a hole in his head from an old injury that's never recovered.
Shut up.
Yeah, and he let me touch it.
You put his finger in his head hole.
How'd you get onto that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why are you only telling us this now?
Well, because it's too much to get through. You wanted me to chat football, that's why.
You want to see Sean... I can't say that.
Don't say what you're going to say. Touching is the word.
Touching Jackie Chan's head. Go to Global Player, the official Capital app. Hey, do you guys fancy going to Ibiza?
Well, yes.
Yes, right. We are sorting out a massive trip for all the closing parties this year in Ibiza. I'm going to tell you how you can be there next.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Find the hottest festival fits for less.
Whoa! Look! Is that Dragonite? Dragon-type Pokemon have arrived. Discover in Happy Meal now. Some fun, some food, it's all inside this Happy Meal. Until 17th of June from 11 a.m. Includes one pre-selected book or toy. Pokemon range comprises toys only while stocks last.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, Ash is upstairs spinning tunes, and the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas, taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
The Virgin Atlantic Holiday Sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in-store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the... Nah, it was this. The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. Mm. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals.
Psst, have you seen TK Maxx lately? Weekend wardrobe. TK Maxx. Sunshine ready looks. TK Maxx. Something a little extra. TK Maxx. It's a head-to-toe in TK situation. Fresh, trending styles at up to 60% less than the RRP. Head in-store or shop online now. There's no deal like a TK Maxx deal.
There's not many things as epic as jumping over a volcano in a monster truck or even swinging over a crocodile-infested river. But 15% off when you spend £15 at Mackey's comes pretty close. Deal drop. Download the app to redeem all week. 18 plus app only. One use per week until the 1st of June. Minimum spend and discount only applies to food and drink. Fees apply to delivery. Participation varies. T's and C's apply.
The latest travel for London.
Capital.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend. And a lovely lady looking for a pickle costume for her pet. But they've all been barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, including unlimited access to video consultations with First Vet. So, for pet insurance policies as unique as they are, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Capital Travel Update.
Listen on the move with Global Player, the official Capital app.
Lottie Morley, what's the latest on the roads?
Hey, Jordan. There is a delays of about half an hour on the M25 clockwise to the A13 after an accident. Two lanes are closed there. Also on the M25, there are delays from Leatherhead to the A3. In Bickley, Gulf Road is closed both ways because of an ongoing investigation. And on the trains, after a signal failure, Gatwick Express services are not running. And Southern trains also aren't running between London Bridge and East Croydon via Peckham Rye. More in 20 minutes.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Capital Breakfast.
I was in a sheer dress the day that we met. We were both in a rush. We talked for a sec. You friended me up so we could connect. And what are the odds? You sent me a text and now the next thing I know I'm like, manifest. That's your oversized. I digress. Got me scrolling like, out of breath. Got me going like, ooh. Cause the cute boy with the white jacket and the thick accent. Head, but I bet we'd have really good bad chem. How you pick me up, pull the girls all around, now it just makes sense. How you talk so sweet when you're doing the things that's bad chem. How you looking at me, I know what that means and I'm obsessed. Are you free next week? I bet we'd have really good camaraderie. Said you're not in my time zone, but you wanna be. Where art thou, why not upon me? See it in my mind, let's fulfill the prophecy. Just the cute guy with the wide blue eyes and the big bad night. I know it's not a bit redundant, but I bet we'd have really good bad chem. How you pick me up, pull the bells all around, how it just makes sense. How you talk so sweet.
Yo, what's up? This is Will Smith.
Capital.
Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the bass and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban, or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. Just the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to my room, bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Yo, I heard the rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies have dress full of your quip, and they be screaming out. So I'm thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this South Summer rain game melting pot. Hottest club in the city and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get to ya, it's about to reach 500 degrees in the Caribbean cities with the hot mommies screaming. Every time I come to town, they be spotting me in the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So cash in your dough and flow to this fashion show. Pound for pound, anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this. And if you ask how I know, I got to plead the fifth.
Miami.
Welcome to my room.
Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club with the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to my room.
Party in the city with the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to my room. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club with the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Confirmed summertime baller, Will Smith and Miami. On Capital Breakfast, 8:30, from Miami to Ibiza. I frightened myself, Jim. Do you fancy the summer of a lifetime with a trip to Ibiza this year? It's thanks to Party Hard Travel. You could be seeing out summer in style at the Ibiza end of season parties. This is so good, this.
I would have killed for a prize like this in my 20s, particularly because I remember it was so difficult to get tickets to all of these things and you feel a bit out of the loop and then it's all guest list and all this kind of stuff. This is so cool. This is going to sort you and three mates with flights and a four-night stay. While you're there, we have sorted all the parties for you. There's no stressing. We're talking the Pucker Up Boat Party. You can't beat a boat party. Going to High Ibiza, Ushuaia, and you'll also get VIP for House in Paradise at O Beach.
Oh yeah, my God.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's just a bit of everything. It's like Ibiza tapas.
It is.
It's like club tapas. Did you see Calvin Harris, by the way? Did you see he's now got a double residency?
A double residency?
Yeah. And I saw a clip of him. He was basically saying he's hoping to be home by midnight.
This is amazing.
You see, tell me you're in your 30s, that's telling me. Even the DJs are trying to get home before midnight. That's amazing.
So he's doing two residencies?
Yeah, home by 12.
Honestly, if you won this, seeing this guy in a B-fair is
bucket list stuff, mate.
It's so good. Twice I've seen him at Ushuaia now, and it is the best night ever. For your chance to be heading to the White Isle for the ultimate B-fair party, all you got to do is text PARTY to 83958. That's PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y, to 83958.
You've got until 4 p.m. on Friday the 30th of May to enter. That is this Friday. If you text after that, you won't be entered, but you may still be charged. Keep your phone handy, because we might be giving you a ring back.
Yeah, you've got to do this right now. You've only got till Friday. Standard network rate supply. You need to be 18 or over. When you enter, you'll have the chance to donate just £5 to our incredible charity, Make Some Noise. To see the list of participating global stations and full T's and C's, go to makesomenoise.com.
Don't miss out on your chance to be in Ibiza for this just incredible party. Text PARTY to 83958 right now, and that gets you in the draw. Shall we warm everyone up for it?
Yeah,
the perfect track. This is going to be the biggest song of the summer, the biggest song in Ibiza. I just know it.
Hey, I'm Calvin Harris.
Hey, it's Clementine Douglas.
On Capital.
Capital
Breakfast.
I'm wrapping up this letter that I wrote you. Maybe it's the only way to go through. I won't lose myself for anybody. I'm not sorry. Hey. Shoot, you be up to break me down. Never respect the love you found. Night out of voices out the back of my mind. I always knew it deep down. You don't deserve it, but you won't lie. Got no more tears to cry. Oh, oh, no looking back this time.
Blessings on Capital Breakfast. Abby says we're off to a beef on Friday for Hendu. Seeing Calvin Harris, I can't wait. It is going to be so good, let me tell you that.
Oh, it's just the stuff of dreams there. Calvin Harris is the man. You must have seen this all over your socials. It's gone massive. Long story cut short, Calvin Harris put up this passionate and sometimes quite angry video after another artist claimed Blessing sounds like one of their songs.
Yes, I saw this.
Anyway, someone's remixed Calvin's rant into the song Blessings, and it's all I can think about at the moment. Do you want a blast?
Yes.
Yeah, come on.
It's just not the same. And I'm not just saying that because obviously I'm going to say it's not, but it's genuinely not the same. One, you didn't invent the guitar. Two, yeah, it's not the same. He sampled, take that guy for all he's worth. Plain and simple, this guy's ripped off my intellectual property. I'll keep playing it until you realise I live and breathe it.
Oh my God. I feel empowered.
It's not the same.
I live and breathe this.
It somehow makes the song better, can I say?
No, I think I prefer the remix.
I do it. You're right. It gives you some sort of like, you feel like you could do anything.
Oh, it's like Gladiator.
Yeah. It's not the same.
Can we play that version instead of normal one instead? That'd be so good.
It's not the same. It was one of yours. Here's Rene Rapp now and Leave Me Alone at 8:37 on Capital Breakfast on your Wednesday. Good morning, everybody.
A real bad girl, but a real good kisser. Jeans so low, show my little back dimple. Even line my lips just to match my nipples. Yeah, I tell you a secret. I'm so sick of it all. Come get it wet in the deep end. Take it off. Called me, said, where's the single? Oh, you're breaking up, babe. I don't got no signal. Send 100 NDAs, but I still say something. I took my stuff life with me, now that show ain't nothing. People trying to talk business. Leave me alone, babe, I wanna have fun. I just wanna dance, don't take my picture. Leave me alone, babe, I wanna have fun. My ex walked in and my other ex with her. Leave me alone, babe, I wanna have fun. The three of us together, that's a real tongue twister.
Ready, rap, and Leave Me Alone on Capital Breakfast, 8:39. Usually we're amongst the school run now, but with it being half term, there's not many people at actual school. A lot of people on the way to half term clubs. I always remember half term clubs. My dad used to drop me brothers off at football, and then I'd be dropped off at after school drama or half term drama, which makes sense, doesn't it? And you're taking your little one to paddle.
Just on that, I remember my half term one or school holidays one. I would do the drama club, but I'd be in charge of the sound and the lighting.
Mm.
So I kind of just spent most of the week just kind of doing nothing.
Yeah.
And then it would come to the show to press day buttons.
And I'd press play.
there's a paddle half term club.
Yeah, my little girl's doing the sort of a paddle half-term course, which looks fun. I wasn't aware paddle, but this is the new generation getting into it, Jordan. Getting into the cult, as you would call it.
Yeah. I want to, do you know what? Let's do that this morning, the most nichest half-term club today. Should we do it before 9 o'clock?
Well, yeah, because I do wonder whether things have, you know, evolved since we all had half-term clubs.
Are you saying there's some weird half-term
paddles up there? If we're getting the kids on the pyramid scheme, you know. So if there's a paddle half-term club anymore, 03456000958. I'm sure there's one to do with llamas that my nephew's going to.
Really?
Like there's a llama half-term club or something. I'm pretty sure.
That doesn't sound
like a thing. The Pink Pony Club.
The Pink Pony Club. Let us know. Like if you're on your way to like a real niche half-term club now, 03456000958, and we'll give you a shout out.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Find pre-loved fashion to create your festival look.
When you switch to Virgin Media smooth, lightning-fast broadband, all you have to do is nothing. Zip. Zilch. Nil. Nada. Zero. Absolutely naught.
Suddenly,
we handle everything for you. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
In a world where innovation meets style, there's a new name on the road. And right now, people like you are discovering a car brand that values you. Feel the future in motion as the Emotor 5 petrol and E5 electric blend next level technology with your active lifestyle. With state-of-the-art features like wireless mobile phone charging as standard, say hello to a car that fits your lifestyle and your future, starting from £25,915. Book your test drive online now. Search Emotor to find your nearest dealer. Emotor, value everything.
There's not many things as epic as jumping over a volcano in a monster truck or even swinging over a crocodile-infested river. But 15% off when you spend £15 at Mackey's comes pretty close. Deal drop. Download the app to redeem all week. 18 plus app only. One use per week until the 1st of June. Minimum spend and discount only applies to food and drink. Fees apply to delivery. Participation varies. T's and C's apply.
This summer, an epic new musical arrives in London. Disney's Hercules. It's a wise-cracking, column-shaking adventure that classical civilization would have wanted. Book your tickets now and get ready for the hero who's here to rock the underworld. Disney's Hercules, coming to Theatre Royal Drury Lane this June.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Why do I race for life? For my lifelong pals of 60 years, the biggest Elton fans I know, who sing I'm Still Standing with new meaning. When we were each diagnosed with cancer, we faced it together. They're more than friends, they're my sisters for life. Their names are Jane and Alison, and I'm racing for us.
No matter how cancer affects us, life is worth racing for. Join your local event at raceforlife.org by the 2nd of June to get 30% off entry in partnership with headline sponsor Standard Life.
Capital Travel Update. Take us with you with Global Player, the official Capital app.
Morning, Lottie. What's the latest with the travel?
Hey, Jordan. There are delays of about half an hour on the M25 clockwise to the A13 after an accident. Two lanes are closed there. In Bickley, Golf Road is closed both ways because of an investigation. On the trains, there's been a signal failure, which means Gatwick Express services are not running. Southern trains also aren't running between London Bridge and East Croydon via Peckham Rye. And on the overground, the Windrush line is not running to and from Highbury and Islington to both West Croydon and Clapham Junction.
Capital Summertime Ball. Confirmed artist.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Benson Boone.
This is the biggest show I've ever played. Thank you, Summertime Ball.
Capital.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. Outside of town, left the phone a little bitter, but it's cool for now. Far from perfect for each other, but we're working it out, I suppose. Now I'm waiting at the diner looking traumatized, 'cause you walk up to the table with an order of fries, and I know I'm here for someone else. It's good to see your face, and I really hope you're doing well. Talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else.
Next,
when she finally walks into the restaurant, hate to say it, but I knew it, I was already gone. Oh, Benny, don't do it, you're breaking her heart. Benny, don't do it, Benny, don't do it. But I need to go. Talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else. I'm still in love with you. I'm going out of my mind. I couldn't take it anymore. I was already running for the kitchen doors. You were always the one I should have waited for. I can't lose you again, not again, not again. For you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. You never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Well, screw that and screw you. You will never have to hurt the way you know that I do.
Dinner. I said there would be. Olivia Rodrigo, good for you on Capital Breakfast.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily.
How are you getting on? It's Jordan, Chris and Sean, and I said there would be some very niche half-term clubs that are happening across the UK at the moment. Usually we're bang in the middle of the school run, but now a lot of people are being dropped off at half-term clubs. And a lot of people have some very niche ones. Guys, would you like to tell us on the text, please?
Well, I think you ought to read Evie's because you're so impressed with this.
Evie says, hi guys. I'm on my way to take my son to Ferret Club. They feed, play and walk the ferrets.
That'd be nice.
So good. That's
the school random. Sponsor is a local ferret shelter.
I mean, okay. That's great.
Well, this is great because, yes, you're right. I was dubious because I think there's a lot of like football clubs. There's a few people here going to motocross clubs. Isaac here is on his way to a motocross club. I've heard of these ones before. Sailing club. Do you know what I mean? Nice ideas, but kind of have been done. Ferret club, never heard of before for a child.
Also,
sounds great.
I mean, Chris, I can't quite believe this, but Jordan was correct about there is a drama llama club.
Thank you.
Because Joey is taking his son to drama llama.
So I think you do drama in the mornings and then look after the llamas in the afternoon.
who's dreamed that up? If that's right.
Honestly, in my day, we on army camps I grew up in, we had a youth club that was in an old army bunker with a pool table in, and that were it. Your mum would drop you off there and come and get you in the afternoon.
But this is it. I would just go to St. James Orphan Swimming Pool, right? It was in Bushy. And then you would just, you do some swimming, then you go outside and play rounders for the rest of the afternoon.
That sounds great.
Or wall ball.
Yeah.
What's wall ball?
Just kick a ball against a wall.
Simpler times.
Alan, in Hampshire, what club did you recently send your son to?
He recently went to a cheese tasting club.
Stop it. No
How
way.
How old's your son?
He's 9.
Wow.
A cheese tasting half term club. What?
That's
what?
Brilliant.
They just sit and eat cheese.
So they had a sample of about 20 cheeses and they paired it with different things, with different fruits, fruit pastels,
different
cola bowls.
Different squash.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And at the end of it, they got to take some samples home.
Stop it. Is this a week long?
No.
Is this a week long thing?
So they'd done it in the morning for a couple of days. So you could alternate it or just go for one day.
So fancy.
For one morning.
I have to ask, Alan, what was your son's favourite cheese?
Yeah. Well, it turns out he has expensive taste because he went for a Gouda with truffle.
Oh, did he know? Truffle?
Wow.
Lonely in this crowd, I see the slipping by, oh, away from me. And oh, she caught my eye through the light. Then she came right up to me. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight. Maybe we could go dance, get up off our feet. She said, this life ain't forever. One song here together, then let's play it on repeat. We can dance all night. We can dance in the morning light. Let's forget about our worries and the wild world outside. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight. Maybe we could go dance, get up off our feet. We can dance all night. She took my hand and led me through the dark. Oh, she said, feel the beat, forget. And oh, I can feel the night slipping by, oh, away from me. And oh, I saw the light in her eyes as she came right up to me. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight. Maybe we could go dance, get up off our feet. She said, this life ain't forever. We could dance all night.
Matt Smith and Nice to Meet You, where me, Jordan, Chris Stark and Sean will be currently Googling all the different half-term clubs you can do. We've got to say as well, Siobhan says, Scottish schools are still on the school run. We're not on half-term. Yes, fair enough. Most schools are, in England and Wales and Northern Ireland are on half-term, and there's a ferret club now. Just look at, I don't like ferrets. My next door, but one had ferrets then. Not for me. Each to their own.
I think they're quite cute.
I think in festivals, don't they use them to like run down the side with like a little wire or something like that, so that they can put all the not like a live electric wire.
Festivals, what?
I'm sure I heard this. They use them like with a little bit of string to like help get things down to the bottom of the field.
It's winding.
What? Oh, no, I'm not making this up.
Are you all right?
Ferrets are used.
What, they're like staff at festivals to...
Yeah.
they have little hive-ies and a hat, and they have to run a little bit of string attached to the wire to then help sort...
Come on, we've got a team of people here.
Back me up.
A lot of people are texting saying, I need more info on the kids cheese tasting half-term club, literally asking for a friend.
Okay. Yeah, were you Googling that, Chris? Because you were quite keen on the old cheese tasting club.
I just think it's wild to imagine a bunch of nine-year-olds sat around doing a cheese tasting.
Call me old-fashioned, but the only cheese you should know about at nine is Dairy Lee or Baby Bell.
Yeah. What would you pair those with?
White bread.
And a lovely Ribena.
This is mad. If you can top those, if you are on the way to a half-term club that is a bit niche, 0345 6000 958. Coming up to 9 o'clock, which means three songs on the way back-to-back with...
No Wittering in Between.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Get festival ready with the hottest pre-loved fashion.
It's the summer of loving long days, warm nights and all things that sizzle. Like M&S best ever Cherrywood smoked pork shoulder posh dogs, 100% British beef smashed burgers and hot and smoky Nduja king prawn skewers. Stop it, M&S. You'll have to pry me away from the barbecue with a spatula. This is not just food. This is summer-loving M&S food. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
This summer, an epic new musical arrives in London. Disney's Hercules. It's a wise-cracking, column-shaking adventure that classical civilization would have wanted. Book your tickets now and get ready for the hero who's here to rock the underworld. Disney's Hercules, coming to Theatre Royal Drury Lane this June.
Oh, isn't it the best feeling when you've come home after a long day, you've kicked off your shoes and you're headed to the kitchen where you just know there are some of those delicious Cadbury Dairy Milk ice creams. You know they're there because you did the big shop yesterday. So you open the freezer, already tasting that perfect first bite, you reach for the box and it's completely empty because the rest of the family have finished them and just put the box back. Oh.
Cadbury Dairy Milk ice cream. Guaranteed not to last.
For loft conversions and home extensions across London, visit simplyeasyrefurbs.co.uk. Simply
Easy. The Steakhouse Stack, with two layers of delicious beef, crispy onions and peppercorn sauce. It's the kind of McDonald's you take photos of to put pride of place on the mantelpiece. Sure, you'll need to make room, but you remember what your wedding day looked like? The Steakhouse Stack. It's McDonald's, and then some. Available until the 17th of June. Serve from 11 a.m. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only.
Search Kayak for great deals on Wait, that doesn't say flights. Search Kayak for great deals on car hire. Huh. With Kayak, you can compare hundreds of car rental sites to find great deals. Even better, you see costs up front. And if it's flexibility you're after, Kayak's got a handy free cancellation filter. Lovely stuff. So next time you're searching for car hire, at home or for your holes, search Kayak and go see for yourself.
The latest news. Next, Capital.
Samantha!
Go on, reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's Newsroom at 9, police have until lunchtime to question a suspect after a car hit the crowd at Liverpool's trophy parade. The Home Secretary went to visit the city yesterday.
We're all thinking of those who were injured and wishing them the very best recovery.
Yvette Cooper praised the emergency services.
The professionalism of their response, the way in which they worked together to make sure that lives were saved, I think was hugely important, and we really thank them for that.
11 people are still in hospital this morning. The parents of a baby who died at 15 weeks have told Capital they think mould in their home contributed to his death. Akram had been living in a flat in London deemed uninhabitable by an independent survey. An inquest will take place in August. Thames Water has been fined more than £120 million. It's the biggest ever fine handed out by the regulator. The firm says it takes its responsibility towards the environment really seriously. Chelsea's Reece James says he needed time to grow into the role of captain. He was only 23 when he was appointed. He'll lead the club out in a final for the first time when they play Real Betis later. And Benson Boone says it would be an immediate yes if Tom Holland and Zendaya asked him to play at their wedding. He was pictured hanging out with Tom in Hollywood last week.
Capital weather. Keep up to date on Global Player, the official Capital app.
A mix of sunshine and showers in London this morning and feeling warm with highs of 22 degrees. From Global's newsroom at Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast. Yeah. With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast with Jordan, Chris and Sean. Just got 9 o'clock and what a show we've had already today.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some chat, hasn't there? We've heard all about Rod Stewart's train collection, as well as Jordan's very fancy collection of biscuit tins and custards.
Yeah, we spoke to Jackie Chan and now all of us are going, pow, 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 pow. Which will make sense, not only when you see his new movie, Karate Kid Legends, but also when you watch the interview on Global Player.
And next, we have been doing some research on ferrets and what we found is...
See?
Let me finish.
See?
he was right. What we found about ferrets is ridiculous. I'll tell you more next.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colours will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. Why would you lay me down to a dead and buried on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your vibe? The angels up in the clouds are jealous knowing we found.
Motivation, no. Come give me life and
occasionally I lose composure, and I can get you out of my mind. If I could go back in time, I'd do things differently. Yeah, I wouldn't think twice. I distract myself, think of someone else.
Friends!